W Mobile.
Man, we're only talking about just a couple miles difference here.
That's odd. I wonder what's driving that up.
See, I don't know, because I think the price of oil's down, isn't it?
Oh, but see, who knows, man? It's hard to keep track of all that stuff. T-Mobile.
I only got that operator in Brazil last night.
The track. Glad you made it. How long did it take you?
First try to. I usually get on 20 meter first, see if anything's there. And he was there. He just finished up. He called out QRZ. Wasn't anybody else there? Called to him. Bam, I was there. And then a few minutes later, I went over to 20 and I heard him on 20. And man, what a pile up. I meant on 40. What a pile up.
I was surprised at the one that I told you about I got yesterday morning.
I also got that some schools must have been having some contests. I made contact with two high schools yesterday.
The ARRL was having what their competition school roundup contest.
Colorado and one in Indiana, I think. Three by five in Colorado, but I was 5x7 down there in Brazil.
Hey, Friday. It all depends on which way the waves are waving.
I'm up to 10 countries now.
Countries you got? Mike in there. Must not have.
He was right before six. I thought he was in there.
Sure, I told you, I got pickings.
You got us all beat.
That Saturday, maybe put my antenna, that Windham up.
Yep, all you got to do is holler.
I'm over there Saturday.
Climbing the trees.
And if you only got to go about 3-4 feet up, after that, you're going to have to look for somebody else.
Good feeling.
Poker's out here today. I don't know what it's like, national drive as slow as you can day, but if so, these people are participating and doing a fantastic job. Up out of here. I'm rolling on up. 7-3s, you guys. Hope you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. Have a good one, and stay safe out there. Don't get blown away. Don't get washed away, and we'll catch up later. KK4 POT.
I'm 7-3s.
Yeah, 7-3, Kim.
KK4 NXC.
W, I was telling Kim, you better get gas. I see it went up 20 cents overnight.
Car, she fueled up yesterday, so she's already beat me to the pump.
Price going up. I listened to the radio. They were talking about they're trying to all get together and get oil production to cause the cost to go back up.
That I didn't catch any of that. I'm on my handheld. I don't know if it was my radio or your transmission.
My transmission, but I heard that they were all going to get together and cut oil production, which would cause the price to go back up.
Get to run by the store and pick up Miss Carol Valentine's car, did you?
I ain't by the store yet to get it. I'll probably just take her out to dinner tomorrow night and let that be that.
Already got all our stuff lined up.
A bunch of chocolates.
Not gonna happen.
Any pieces have you sampled and put back?
I did have a little bit of chocolate last night, making sure it wasn't poison or nothing.
Definitely a must. You've got to make sure it's safe. Kids picked up early enough, I'm going to take a Red Lobster.
Sounds good. They got one of those all you can eat shrimp things going on?
I have no idea. I'll have to look and see.
Couple times for those. That's a pretty good deal.
They was telling me a new restaurant opened up there in Easley, kind of like Aunt Sue's got a, you know, a big buffet, and that is called, I don't know, Big Boys or something like that, and that we'll have to get Tim to check it out for us. Yeah, somewhere's in Easley. I'll have to Google it again and send you a snapshot of it. I saw it just on their website one night. I guess it was the Friday night. Well, it was a Friday. It was on my birthday. It was on the 6th. They were having a special. It was all-you-could-eat ribeye steak night out on the buffet.
Didn't need no part of that. That's too much temptation.
Cat-free.
About it.
Pays a little bit more when you get home.
They told me one time if you're on a diet, you got to shock your body every now and then to make sure it's still going to lose weight. That'd be a good way to shock it.
I'm going to chalk that up in the nonsense category.
Park at the bottom of your driveway, Mike, and just walk up there and down every morning, and that'll probably do it for you. Say you can either die healthy or you can die happy, either way.
Write this one in the book. This boy Wayne's done.
Marley. That's awesome. KN4TFW.
So it was Monday and Tuesday. This is, I would say, just close to being about on schedule.
Yesterday was he?
Germany. About 2 hours worth.
Today, hot dogs and hamburgers. That's going to be a good day. Plan? Yeah, Roger.
We're going over for lunch.
How often do they do that?
3 or 4 times a year. It's kicking off the safety month, you know, reminding everybody of safety. So they do it. They do it for 4 shifts. So they did it Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon and then Tuesday night. And then they'll do it this afternoon and tonight.
On site, or they have it catered in?
Yeah, they cook the hot dogs and the hamburgers on site, and I don't know how they do all the other stuff. Got out there. Yeah, I think all the shifts together may be about 350.
That's a good sized group.
Help anybody out there. I don't know, these younger people, they just don't want to do 12 hours.
12s or 3 12s or what you doing?
Yeah, 1 week you work 36 and the next week you work 48. It's like this week you'd work Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, then you'd work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the next week you'd be off whatever you work this week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, only trouble is right now we're pretty busy, so they've been bringing people in on overtime, so you've been picking up an extra day, and the younger people, they just really don't like that.
So you used to work 7 days a week, I'd just stand there and say, sign me up.
You'd start work and end work on time, right?
You got that right. I always like to be at least half an hour early before work. You need any more of that tea? More of what I got, because I've got plenty. I've got enough for both of us.
Next time we meet up, we can do a little something there.
You just let me know when. Well, we want to work something up.
Yeah, for some of that, I mean, if you got too much.
Better than that. Put some pep in his step. It's Native American tea made by Lakota Sioux Indians is up in South Dakota.
Where that kind?
So.
You want to borrow my technician book for Easton?
That boy, he's more jittery and anxious to play video games. I have to get it during the summer when I've got him all day long. Him not wound up wanting to play video games after school.
Hey, I thought you was getting him hooked working those pile-ups for you.
I rotate him off on playing the game. He gets to play for so long. And he comes over and he's my logger. And now Kennedy, his sister, wants to log. And his cousin Alexis is wanting to log. So I'm just having to rotate him out.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it was good to hear those high school kids on the radio. It's like, man, that's really good. I don't even know if any of the high schools around here do that.
Not that I'm familiar with.
Maybe over there on Clemson, over there by you, but I don't never hear it on the air.
Three repeaters over at the campus. They've got two meters. And 1440, but you very seldom ever hear anybody talking. And as far as students on HF, you never hear them. I couldn't hear them no way because we're so close.
You're so close enough you could get them on ground waves. Should work within about 20 miles, right?
The club is disbanded. I'll have to check and see.
Up, guys, so I'm going to get down out of here this morning. You guys have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning on the radio, 73 KN4TFW.
Fetch me then, safe, have a good one, and don't work too hard, 73 skin.
Maybe we'll catch you this afternoon, KK4 and XC. Experienced any of those high winds Tim was talking about this morning?
Any high winds at all night long. It must have been over in that area. We got a little bit of a breeze blowing, but nothing major. It's rained off and on all night, but nothing really, really hard.
Several times during the night, we got heavy rain.
And the preacher. The old folks say when it's real dry, you ain't paying the preacher enough, so if you're getting a lot of rain, I guess you're overpaying him.
That sounds like an old folks' tale.
The truck, I hear the wind, we must be fixing to get some, but it's up way high, it's up in the treetops, it's not down on the ground yet.
In the house?
In the driveway, I'm going to talk in.
I've got four to go.
Got to talk to you guys much because something's screwing up with the paper route. Good job. I know that boat thing of mine wouldn't do half that good.
A lot out of the boat thing. It's disappointing.
Boat thing, it brought out a 25-watt mobile radio now.
$10 handheld always seems to do me good.
dropping in and out of the repeater and then static again.
Second.
I hear it, Kate, 4-8-3 for ID.
Is that any better?
I got you, come on.
Bad little area, I go way down into a big pit, and there's metal buildings down in there, and I guess all that interferes with this little rubber duck on this sand hill.
It does, you drop down below the repeater, and can't get it. It won't come out of the hole, so it's just part of being a radio.
The magnetic antenna, I'm talking to him. I want to go ahead and put a radio in my wife's car and get that over with, so if when I take her car, I've got one.
The magnetic 2 meter 440. I bought it from MFJ, and the guy said, I love mine, I wouldn't have nothing else. So I ordered it, and that worst purchase I've ever made. I couldn't have thought worth a flip on it.
I've been getting diamonds, or antennas made by diamonds. Those seem to be pretty good. I've never had any real issues.
Been around a while, from what I understand, they're a real good antenna.
15-foot diamond that I had, wow. That thing was incredible. I could talk on Simplex from my place to Tim's house in TR. It was there. That was a good antenna.
Looking to get me one of their HFs. See how they are.
I might take a peek at those today if I get an opportunity. I like their stuff.
Am I wrong, or am I remembering right that they used to be big in the CB radio antennas at the beginning?
I don't know if they were, you know, it's the CB antenna that was the one to have in my day back in the 70s was that K40.
When I started in CB, the best thing that you could get was a 102-inch stainless steel wheel.
A lot of those, I saw a ton of that stuff. But if you just wanted some magnetic to put on top of your car, the K40 was the go-to antenna. I had two of them. And I had a beam. I never had 11 meter beam. I never had one of the whip antennas.
Two. I had a stainless steel and I had a fiberglass. The fiberglass was nothing like the stainless steel. That stainless steel outworked everybody.
In those days, in the evenings when the radio quieted down, I used to do a good bit of talking, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hey, Friday. Yeah, we used to get together at night, have a good old-fashioned round table, and there'd be 5 or 6 of us in there, and we'd hang in there and talk for a while, and then we sort of saunter off and let somebody else have the channel for a while.
They had a group in my town that was on channel 11, and that was pretty cool. Kicked it for NXT.
We hung on 7, and we had a good many. It was mostly, some of them were mostly family members that came in, and like, the son would have a radio and he'd be somewhere and then the parents would have one and so forth like that.
Well, I'm a destinating. Ed, I appreciate you talking me in. I'm glad you had a good day, early day, or on time day. And hope to get with you guys and see you soon. 7-3s, I should be on the radio in the morning.
morning. I guarantee you that, and I'm glad you made it in safe. So don't work too hard and have a good one. And keep old Tim straight if you can. And I'll try and send you some pictures of some blue German Shepherds after a while. So 73 is KM4NXE, KM4NAP. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Got the time to try to keep Tim straight. Hey, I'm looking forward to those picks. 73s, and you enjoy your coffee, and we'll get together. All right, take care. That's KK4 NXC. We're going to be clear.